You're listening to the Trade Show Minute on Rave Radio, the AV industry's leading podcast network. I'm your host, Gary Kirk, coming to you live from Orlando, Florida at Infocom 2019. We're in the Peerless AV booth. That's booth number 3429. And we are proud to be here and be a partner with Peerless AV. I'm joined by YT from A10 Technologies. YT, I really appreciate you taking the time to hang out with me today.
No problem. Thank you, Gary. Thank you for having me here.
Absolutely. It's our pleasure. So for people that aren't familiar with A10 Technology, what can you tell me about them? Who are you and what do you do?
Sure. For the Pro AV, we do mainly the signal management and processing as well as the control system. So like imagine over IP extenders, modular video matrix, video extenders, HD-based extenders, switch, splitter, and converter. But on top of that, we also do IT. So a couple of different product lines will be our KVM, which is keyboard, video, and mouse switch. So you can utilize in data center, in the meeting room space. And we also have the PDU, power distribution units. So I'll say A10, we're a 40 years company. We have our own R&D, and our specialty will be the solution provider for both the IT space and the Pro AV space.
Fantastic. Sounds like you cover a little bit of everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, very nice. So do you have any particular announcements special to Infocom?
Well, this year in Infocom, we have three main themes. The first one is if you walk into the booth, you're going to see a 4x4 video wall supported by our modular video matrix. So imagine using just one solution that can do both the video switching and the video wall. And the second one that you'll be looking at will be over IP extenders. So what we did is we did a 2x2 4K video wall. But at the same time, we are also distributing the content to different displays around the booth. So that's the perfect example of a digital signage. And the third one will be our meeting room, where you can see the presentation switch, you can see the control system, the control pad in there, and the presentation switch can also do streaming for the people, like nowadays, who are joining the meeting remotely from their home offices. So that's pretty much for our booth for this year.
Very nice. So I'm curious, right now, AV over IP is all the talk. Everybody's doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are doing it good. Some mm-hmm. people are not doing it so good. What is A10 doing to set yourself apart in this very noisy field mm-hmm. right now?
Mm-hmm. That's a very good question. So for our over IP extenders, we consider the people from the Pro AV world, because right now at this moment, I think as part of Pro AV team, we really need to increase our knowledge of the network. If you look at our over IP extenders, you can see something different is we have the push buttons in the LED panel on top of a button. It's because with our over IP extenders, you can actually finish the configuration without knowing the IP addresses. Because we do it by ID numbers. Because we will understand ID number 1, ID number 2, but it would be hard for us to understand 192.168.1.16.
So I would assume this allows you to use DHCP without having to worry about what the IPs are, because
exactly. You've
got IDs.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Got it. So you can see the push buttons and the ID number are really helpful. So for example, like when we are doing the booth setup this year, or when we're doing other projects, really literally we just need to push the buttons, then we're done with the video switching. And on top of that, our receivers, we can do daisy chain. And the reason is we can do video wall. So imagine today, if we're using 9 receivers to do a 3x3 video wall, you don't need to have a 9 long home run network cables all going back to the network switch. You just need one, and then you can daisy chain the receivers. So it's really beneficial for you to do the cabling, and you can save some ports on the network switches.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, very nice. So when it comes to doing this, obviously, if you're building a new facility, mm-hmm. that makes things really nice.
Yeah.
Because you're writing the book at that particular point. But what about retrofitting old structures, existing environments?
Mm-hmm.
How are you handling being able to jump on an existing network?
Okay. Well, that's a very good question, too.
It's a big challenge for us as an integrator.
Yeah. Well, I'll say two things that we need to consider. The first one is still the cabling, because you mentioned about the existing infrastructure. Then I'll say that's probably another benefit of over IP extenders, because the network package is not that sensitive to interference comparing to HD-based key.
Mm-hmm.
So for HD-based key, you gotta use shielded cable.
Yes.
And in those existing buildings, they are
not.
Yeah. So I have to say that's another benefit. Basically, if you have the network cables ready, you can just plug in there. But the second thing will be for the over IP extenders, because it's up so much bandwidth. So definitely we will need a separated area network.
So what type of bandwidth are you having to deal with your extensions?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So right now for the over IP there are two main solutions. One is 1 gig, the other one is 10 gig. So with ours is 1 gig solution.
Mm-hmm.
So it's more cost effective, and with 1 gig solution with light compression, you can still do 4K.
Very nice. So for the people that don't have the luxury of walking into your booth right now, where could they find out more about what you have going on?
Yeah, sure, of course. Our website, www.aten.com, and this year we're doing a lot of videos as well. So we're going to post on our social media, including Facebook, and we also have our YouTube channel. And as a matter of fact, on Thursday in the morning, we'll do a training with a VIXA certified 1.1 CTS RUs, and we will actually talk about the case study in sports bar utilizing the over IP extenders. So for that one, we'll record that one, and move after the InfoCom, we'll do a webinar for that one as well. So if you really cannot make it this time, it's okay. We'll have some videos and we'll have some webinars upcoming.
Very nice. Do you have anything else special going on at your booth?
Yeah, so I'll say this year, not only the US team, we also have Latin American team. We also have headquarters team coming from Taiwan. So it's like really international event, not only for InfoCom, but also for our booth. And again, if you are here at InfoCom, stop by booth number 166A, where you're gonna see the traditional circuit-based modular video matrix. You're gonna see over IP extenders. You're gonna see control system, and we're doing great giveaways. We're giving away USB Type-C docking station. We're giving away those fancy fidget spinners. So
everybody needs a fidget spinner.
So we really enjoyed this show, and we really look forward to meeting a lot of people here.
Fantastic. Well, I really appreciate you taking the time to hang out with me today.
No problem. Thank you, Gary, for having us here.
Absolutely. And that does it for this episode of the Trade Show Minute. If you'd like to listen to more podcasts like this or check out any of our other full InfoCom coverage, you can visit the microsite at ravepubs.com/InfoCom2019. And if you happen to be here in Orlando, stop by the Peerless AV booth. That's booth number 3429.